Good afternoon. This afternoon I'm going to be talking about the Florida Continuum of HIV Care. And I work at the Florida Department of Health, but I'm a CDC direct assignee. So technically I work for the CDC. So first of all, I want to start off with just a few definitions for those of you who may not be familiar with the HIV Continuum of Care. When we did this analysis on our 2013 data, we did this last summer, and so all of the values that we used were kind of like frozen from that point on in time. So at that time, the national estimate of those that were HIV and infected but undiagnosed was 15.8%. And in Florida, we counted those that were HIV diagnosed as the number of persons known to be alive and living with HIV in Florida through 2013, and this was regardless of where they were diagnosed. And we used two measures of linkage to care. The first is we looked at if those persons were ever linked to care, so that means they ever had a CD4 viral load at all. And then we also looked at those that had evidence of care in the last year. And so we looked at those living in Florida with HIV, regardless of where they were diagnosed, having at least one HIV-related care service, which could be a viral load, a prescription refill, and we used multiple data sources. This came from our unmet need analysis. And then for our last two measures, looking at antiretroviral therapy and suppressed viral load, we used our MMP data from 2011 to estimate those values. And so we had estimated about 90% of persons in care were on ART, and of those on ART, about 78% had a suppressed viral load. So a couple limitations of the data that we use for this is that this analysis heavily depends on the completeness of laboratory reporting and EHRs, maintaining timely reporting of deaths, and of course maintaining an accurate current address for our clients so we can accommodate for in and out migration. And also, the data for persons on ART and with a suppressed viral load are estimates based on our MMP data, as we don't have complete information on ART use for all of our patients in EHRs, and we don't have access to other medical, like a private insurance and other, so that we can try to get that information. So eventually we'd like to have all real numbers for all of our clients. So here is our continuum for 2013. We estimated that we had about 126,000 people who were HIV infected living in Florida. Of those, 106,000 were actually diagnosed. And then of our 106,000 diagnosed cases, we had about 91,000 that had any evidence of ever being in care. And then about 58,000, which is about 55% of our total number, reported having some kind of care in the last year. About 50% of the total were on ART, and then we finally get down to the bottom, and we have about 39% of those who are on ART with a suppressed viral load. So we have a huge gap between those that were ever in care and those that were in care in the last year, and a lot of that has to do with some irregularity of lab reporting. In more recent years, we have higher quality and more complete lab data, but going back several years, we did not have the same availability of continuous lab data. So a few other demographic and other trends that we saw. We saw lower rates of linkage, ART use, and viral suppression in urban areas, in men compared to women, among blacks and Hispanics compared to whites, with Hispanics having the lowest rates. We also saw lower rates among persons aged 25 to 49. And one thing that we've noticed is using the estimates for MMP, you know, those are based on relatively small sample sizes, so from year to year they change. So when we've done a previous analysis, our lowest rate of linkage ART use and viral suppression in the age groups was actually in the youngest age group, which is less than 25. And sort of, so those small numbers kind of play around with how the interpretation of the data comes out. And finally, we saw higher rates of linkage and ART use among injection drug users compared to men who have sex with men, which we thought was kind of interesting. But we did see that MSM had the highest rates of viral suppression. So what's next? So as we're gearing up to do our 2014 continuum this summer, Some of the things that we're continuing to work on is evaluating the completeness of our laboratory data. One of the main things that we're doing is a lab validation part of our Data to Care initiative, and we're also matching with our CareWare, ADAP, and Medicaid to see if we can find additional labs. There, of course, we are always trying to address and locate persons that are presumed to be alive but found not to be in care. And we are working to match our entire Florida EHARS database to the National Surveillance Database to try to accommodate for some of that in and out migration to find those cases that move to another jurisdiction, but we continue to list them as living in Florida and they have no labs. And also we're interested in using a Florida estimate for the number of, a local estimate for the number of persons living with undiagnosed HIV. And we have two different methods that we'll be testing out this summer. There's one provided by the CDC and then another that is provided by some of our colleagues in Washington. And finally, we want to use our patient care databases to validate our ART usage data compared to the MMP just to see how closely those relate. Thank you.